Thank you very much for your words concerning Poland, about our engagement. We appreciate this. Let me introduce third language, Polish. Panie
Air Chief Marshal, Sir, Generals, ladies and gentlemen. For the first time since 2016, the military committee gathers here in Poland. This meeting has also a symbolic meaning due to the centenary of Poland's independence. And this independence was taken away from us at the end of the 18th century, but this is also the centenary of creating the General Staff of the Polish Armed Forces. I would like to highlight the historical meaning of the Military Committee as one of the two structures present from the very beginning of the North Atlantic Alliance. The Washington Treaty in itself, without a so-called institutionalization and without a joint network of military and civilian cooperation, would not ensure constant security for Western and Europe. Its unity and its solidarity as well, cooperation and joint interests between European and American allies is of crucial importance. It would also be not possible to introduce changes that have been introduced in this part of the continent, like, for example, tearing down the communism regime and uniting the rest of the continent. We can surely say that in all those processes, military commandos played a very important role together with the military committee, an active role because it was not only about executing simple political discussions. The military committee made it possible for those decisions to be made and also for good choices to be made at the good time. The role of the military committee cannot be only limited to a historical manner, because it's important also today, because NATO, again, has to adapt to new challenges due to the aggressive policy of Russia and a broad spectrum of threats coming from the south. This is good that the alliance is going along with the 360-degree approach, and this can be seen based on decision made on the recent summits. It's very important for all allies to be satisfied with the activities of the North Atlantic Alliance so that we have a possibility to respond to all the needs and challenges, of course, in cooperation with other organizations like the EU, for example. We are very pleased to see the adaptation of NATO in the South, especially when it comes to defense and deterrence. In this manner, we have the Projecting Stability Initiative, Combating Terrorism, and Training Armed Forces of Partner Countries. This adaptation has also to do with the maritime domain of the alliance and has a potential of deepening the cooperation with other international organizations. It's especially important to improve NATO capabilities when it comes to defense and deterrence in the South. We have made a huge progress in this respect. I only like to mention the enhanced forward presence, which is a breakthrough. We came to the conclusion, the alliance, that we need not only reinforcement within the alliance, but also we need to have boots on the ground. In this context, we see the possibility to increase the force and the power of our allies on the eastern flank. This would increase the credibility and efficiency of the deterrence mission and defense mission of the North Atlantic Alliance, at the same time being an integral part of it. We are pleased that our American ally started the evaluation of such a permanent presence in Poland. We do hope that the final conclusion will serve the security not only of this region, but also of the entire alliance, at the same time strengthening its political coherence and military efficiency. We want and we are ready to meet our commitments when it comes to the host nation. I'd like to say that I'm very grateful to the Military Committee for the implementation of the decisions concerning the enhancing of the deterrence and combat actions on a large scale, and I do hope at the same time that this idea would be constantly supported by the Military Committee based on the decisions of Warsaw and Brussels, some of which have still not been implemented. I mean by this finalizing the works on the new NCS structure, plus multi-core headquarters, as well as A2AD capabilities, and also coming up with a complex concept of reinforcement, referring, amongst others, also to the power affiliation. As I said many times, we expect good solutions, but we are able and ready to also put some substance to it. In this manner, Poland supports the work of the military committee. We contributed to concrete solutions that were presented during the Warsaw Summit and also were active when it comes to implementing those decisions. We have the division HQ in Elbląg, or we have a huge contribution in the EFP in Latvia and Romania.
The opportunity to welcome you again in Warsaw on today's Military Committee Conference in the Chiefs of Defense format. 2 years after the important summit, almost 20 years after the accession to NATO of the first countries of Central Europe, including my country, Poland, and almost 70 years after the signature of the Washington Treaty. I wish you fruitful discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister. I would now thank the media for attending and ask you kindly please to leave the room.